three big guys.
And they bust in my ass.
We're slowly regrouping.
Hey, for everyone out there, Beef Boys is not dying.
No.
We're chill.
We're vibing.
It's like a convergence of like just bad issues all at once.
Sabrina's parents came into town. They drove here and they stayed at our place, so I couldn't record.
Yeah, just to start off the list of terrible things that have happened. Yeah. My wife's parents are here.
Fiance, thanks. Well,
yeah, which I love them. Had a super fun time with them. They're epic and awesome.
But they got in the way of Beef Time.
And for that,
you must die.
Also, I adopted a cat. You guys want to meet her?
Yes. Yes. Show me your pussy.
Noodle. Noodle, come here.
She's just a little dude. Wait, can we make our cats meet?
Oh yeah, let's have kitty. A little kitty moment.
Hang on, let me grab our cat.
It's weird. She loves cuddles, but she's not a big fan of being carried. Check it out. It's one of you.
It's the whole squad.
Yeah. So this is Noodle. I adopted her a couple weeks ago.
This is our cat.
I knew. I was hoping you'd grab.
Hello, our little boys.
Whoa.
Jimmy, say hello to your fellow
yeah,
felines.
Say hi. Noodle, say hi to Jimmy and fucking Chip.
Look, that's when
there she is.
Mr. Chips! He's upside down.
She got her poopy paw in my eye.
Look at these. Look, that's one of you. That's like you if you're small.
And named and Noodle.
Had a normal face.
So yeah, fucking, I adopted this little thing 2 weeks ago now.
This little gray piece of fuzz.
This little object.
Yeah, I adopted the contraption.
Yeah, I adopted this object. So basically what happened, right? Sabrina and I, we walked into Petco. And you know Petco,
that's
they
how
got
it starts.
Those, yeah, you know they got those little boxes.
It's like Cutco, but for pets, where they take dogs door to door and they say, can you fucking take this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they have like a little, they have a little sec, for those of you who don't know, in Petco, they have a section that they fucking lease out to someone to like put their cats that need homes, you know, and it's just like a big box with like a little bunch of little kitties in there.
Yeah.
And we went there and we saw this really cool fucking snowshoe cat, which is basically like a Siamese. And when we went back the next day, because, you know, Sabrina, she finally said yes. And I was like, hey, can I get a cat? She's like, all right, fine.
Mommy, so, please, mommy, can I please get a freaky cat?
Mommy, please, can I have a pussy, please?
Can I get a pussy cat, please?
Please, mommy, please, I will be
please,
good,
mommy, please.
Please,
I just want to finger a pussy, please.
I've always wanted a pussy cat my whole life.
Out of my fucking gut.
She rips hers off. She's like, fine. Obviously, this isn't good enough.
she grabs it, slaps on the ground.
It's like a wet splat. Yeah.
We're finished.
And a dog walks by and eats it.
it's like that scene from is it Riverdale?
Does somebody rip their pussy off and throw it on the floor?
No, there's just a famous scene that goes around on Twitter once in a while of this guy. They're at like a doctor's office or like a hospital, and some guy comes like walking in with this, you know.
Oh, that's not Riverdale.
Case.
That's One Tree Hill.
Is
with the
one,
heart.
Dude,
it's
all the same shit.
One Tree Hill was the Riverdale of the 2000s. Yeah, the dog goes and eats the heart.
And they're all like...
It's funny because when you see that out of context, it looks like fucking Moody's Point from the Amanda Show. Do you guys remember Moody's Point?
I probably would if I saw it. I used to watch Amanda's Show all the fucking time.
Yeah, dude, Moody's Point, that was like... I remember there was a point in time, Moody's point in time, yeah, where people would constantly quote Moody's Point because it was like, I can't even think of the quotes anymore, but like I feel like people would always quote Moody. For those of you listening, I know for a fucking, look at me right now. Don't you dare fucking lie to me. I know you've watched Moody's
Point.
Don't
blink either.
I know you know the quotes I'm talking about. Leave them in the comments below. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those classic quotes that Dopeless can't fucking remember right now.
There's like a guy in a wind chime. I don't know. Anyway, so fucking, we went to Petco. We went to Petco.
So your dog ate a vagina.
Yeah, so the dog ate Sabrina's vagina off the floor. And then fucking, we went home and I texted the little number that was on there. I was like, hey, I want to meet this pussy.
Did you just say the death threats?
Yeah. Listen to your bitch.
Let me see the cat or I'm going to kill you.
I know where you live. I have your license plate number.
You just say that a legitimate yeah. bomb threat.
Dope like yeah. shows up and it's Boogie. Boogie comes out holding a cat and a gun.
Fucking enact Castle Doctrine on her ass. So we went back the next day. I met the Siamese cat. And he felt sick. Like it was just like, you know, like when you Like, there is just something wrong with him. Which, you know, like, Sabrina and I, we'd be like,
this motherfucker don't feel healthy.
This motherfucker broken. Because, like, Sabrina and I, we went to, like, an animal shelter before and just like, hang out with animals. Like, I don't, it was just, like, a thing we did one time, and then we left, and we're like, why did we do that? That was, like, the saddest fucking thing ever. Because, like, we hung out with, like, this dog, and he was, like, he was really old and so sick, and I wanted to take him home, but fucking the lady came by, and she's like, oh, there's all this shit that's wrong with him, and it would cost you, like, $9,000 to fix him. Like, all right, I don't want to take him home.
So you're not a very good saleswoman.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, so I kind of was thinking back to that. I'm like, I don't want to, like, this, you know, this cat's cool and all, but, like, he hissed at my dog because we brought our dog to, like, meet the cat, you know, because you want to make sure that they're all good.
That's true. And, that's
yeah. Smart. And so fucking Noodle was this cat's roommate, and she was all, like, sweet. Sabrina, like, pointed her out. She's like, hey, what about this cat? Noodle's kind of like, you know, I feel like when you, like, a Siamese cat, they're more extravagant looking, you know what I mean?
And I feel like Noodle is just like cat.
Yeah, it's just like cat, like, you know, vanilla cat. Yeah,
yeah, and just good old cat.
Yeah, just good old fashioned American cat. And I feel like cats like that, you know, you have like the fancy cats that get taken up pretty quick because everybody's like, ah, I got a fucking semen squirter cat. What about you? Oh, I have a dad. So I don't. I picked up Noodle, whose name was Gloria originally, and she just fucking melted. She turned into goop in my arms, and I was like, all right. We're taking this fucking cat home. Best decision ever.
I want this
because
one.
Because she's already fucking litter trained. Don't got to do that. She like, nice. She's literally the perfect cat. And it's wild because
litter.
She's literally the perfect cat. And yeah, she's epic. So that's my cat story.
For ages, I thought, because we had an outdoor cat growing up. And so I was like, kind of wanted that for whatever cat I got it. Because it was like, that seems.
An outdoor cat?
Or, you know, just a cat that, like, you lead it outside and it just fucks around.
Oh,
in the
yeah, that's what
like,
we've always had.
And then it just comes back in the evening. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
And so, like, going from that to being like, hey, here's a here's a two-bedroom apartment. But then there was, like, I think more and more stuff's come out that, like, A, cats don't fucking care, and B, it's actually, like, kind of better for them and the environment. Yeah. Like, because they'll, you know, if they go out into the woods, they'll just be fucking killing, like, native birds and other shit for fun.
We have a cat like that. And sorry, not to interrupt, but we have a cat like that.
Yeah, no, please.
Yeah, we have a cat like that who, so when we first bought this house, right, there were two little baby kittens who lived in our backyard because the house was abandoned for so long. So there were two baby kittens who lived in our backyard. I think they lived under the shed or something. And so, like, we've lived here, what, 4 or 5 months now, and one of the cats is gone. We don't know what happened to him. It could have died, whatever, or got taken up. But the other cat has gone full fucking feral.
The Lord took him home.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen that video of the guy who made the catapult for the squirrels in his yard? I like to think that's what happened. He just got catapulted.
On there, just
have you seen that?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's so fucking funny.
So this cat, right? It started off like, I was like, oh, I should, you know, I've been wanting a cat. I'll take this cat home. And, you know, the cat would always run away. Like, you know, whatever. But then it turned, as this cat got older, dude, we have windows in our backyard, right? Like big fucking shiny windows that sometimes birds, they run into. And
yeah, that's classic.
We've had birds like, you know, fucking hit our window and die. Mm. And this cat, because we have a bird feeder, we have a bird bath. We like birds. We like fucking letting them chill in our backyard and shit. So this cat now just feasts on the birds that we have in our backyard. So like we'll find fucking feathers. This motherfucker buried a bird skeleton in my sunflower garden. Sure, like a decapitated bird.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was really gross, but I'm not a fan of those cats now.
Yeah, anyway, once I found out that apparently cats are actually super chill inside, and also like if you have a neighborhood cat, they can often fight with other cats and they get infected and you know, like they can get real fucked up and stuff. So and you know, Mr. Chips, he's chilling.
He's vibing.
The only thing is we just have to play with him a bit more because he's not getting the like stimulation he would get from you know, slinking around the streets and hunting birds and shit. But other than that, he's chilling. He's happy. You don't have to worry about worms or fleas or anything.
Yeah, it's
vibing. We still worm and deflea him, but like
Can I ask? I don't know if this is fucking interesting. It might be for those of you who have cats. Kudos, what kind of litter box do you use? I gotta ask.
People are dying to know.
People are dying to know.
You fucking
the children
with?
Have to know.
Kudos, where's Chips shitting?
He shits where I shit, brother. I pick him up and I squeeze him like a tube of toothpaste.
And you show it to him?
Yeah. No.
Look, that's yours, Chips.
I was talking about
Good job.
I was talking about that last night, the fact that like dogs have to hold their piss and shit all day for the 5 minutes they're allowed outside. Like, can you imagine? Can you imagine as a human having to do that? But then I was like, what evolutionary like benefit do they have to be able to do that? Like, because I feel like up until probably like the last 100 years, your dogs would just chill outside and piss and shit whenever they wanted. So like, it's not like something they learnt by integrating with humans. It's just an interesting byproduct that they're able to hold their piss and shit.
They got
all day except for the like 2 minutes that they're out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the trade-off there is your dog's not in the woods. You know, like as a species, domesticated dogs are like, well, I have to hold my piss a lot, but
I got it pretty good.
I got a comfy bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not getting fire ants biting their penises. Oh, right.
And almost dying.
About that. Senior Chips uses we got this thing, it's like a little home. It looks like a little house. It's got like a little chimney, but like the chimney's like a filter thing. But yeah, it's just like an enclosed one that he like goes into. Yeah. We had a door flap on it, which he like figured out, but I think it was, we're not sure, like every now and then it is quite small relative to, I guess because it's like, it is enclosed. He doesn't have quite as much wiggle room about like how he approaches it. So he has to like turn around like in the thing. And there's one or two times where he would like accidentally stand in it a little bit and then he had to like unclean his paws. So we don't know if we took the door off it and we put it. The other thing was that was happening at night. So like we'd now taken the door off and we leave like a really dim lamp on in the room just so like, I know cats can see in the dark, but then he's going into a darker room again. So it's like, he's probably just been
shitting,
staring
so in the dark, baby. Shitting in the dark.
But that works really good. Like it'll, if he takes a big fucking nasty feast, then like, it might smell in the area for like a few minutes, but it gets neutralized pretty quickly.
Okay.
And you know, we're in like a smallish apartment, but like, you know, he does it with people around and like, you don't notice it at all. So that was the other thing I was worried about is like, I remember hearing from someone who like pets it.
Cats get shy when people look at them, like defecate.
Or just like that like pet, having a cat in a small apartment, like the shit smell just gets everywhere. But I think that's only if you don't clean the litter box enough. Yeah. Because we clean it twice a day and there's no problem with smell. I think it's people who are like, I'll do it once a week or something.
Well, the reason why I was asking is because, so when I adopted Noodle, I got this fucking litter box that's like pellets and it wasn't supposed to stink, but her shits are the most vile fucking thing on the planet, right? And I was getting really fucking, like, you know, because you have cats.
You're like, I need to kill this thing.
I need to get rid of it. And like, you know, you think the idea of having a cat and you're like, man, cats are so cute. They're so cuddly. They're so fun. But then they take a shit and it's like, oh, God, like this is fucking awful. So I did something I never thought I would ever do, but I spent $700 on a litter box.
Hey.
And I, listen, I.
Is it worth it?
It is worth it. It is so fucking worth it. So I was like, for days, I was like weighing out the options. I was like, I was talking to somebody. I was like, they got this fucking litter box. It's called a litter robot. And literally, it's a dome that she goes in. And she fucking pisses or shits. Yeah, there's no smell. And once she walks out, it just like does this thing and it dumps it into a bag. And I never have to fucking look or touch her shit.
Yeah.
It's, and it's like,
we saw that because when we picked our cat up from the breeder that we rescued him from, she had one of those. And it was really, like, because she had that in the room with like all the kittens. And it looked fancy, but it was so fucking
it's
big
massive.
That we could not fit that in our apartment.
No, it's fucking huge and it looks like a spaceship.
But the idea of it auto dumping the feces sounds quite pleasant because it's that is really annoying.
Yeah.
But I mean ours was like $100 or something, 150 just for like an enclosed one. I think also the type of litter you use matters a lot. I don't think we're like balling out, but we definitely get like slightly more expensive stuff and it works really good at just nuking the smell pretty fast. So
it is kind of funny, like when you become a cat owner, it's like, I got to think about how to get the smell of shit out of my home and how to navigate piss and shit like on a daily basis. It's like, I'm not used to fucking playing with poop.
I mean, at least you're attempting to do it. I've been to many a person's house. You know, the place just smells like ammonia, like, you know? Ammonia smell, and it's, I cannot stand it. Dude.
Well, the other thing is, like, people who don't, like I was saying before, people who don't empty their litter box enough, because if you don't do that, the cat also doesn't like the smell of its own piss and shit, surprisingly.
So they won't go in there.
Yeah, if you don't clean enough, they won't go in there, and that's when they start pissing in like the corner yeah. or like, you know, shitting in places they're not yeah. meant to. And then that soaks into the carpet, and then you're like, oh, well, fuck, there you go. But yeah, if you, it is annoying like to have to do it, but Emily empties it in the morning and I empty it in the yeah. evening. And
you're good.
He's literally never had an accident, never outside of like, yeah, like I said, like maybe stepping oh, in sure. it, something like by tracking. Accident. But he's never shat outside of his box. He's never gone where he's not right. meant to.
Yeah, that is the nicer thing about nice. Cats. Potty training dogs is kind of a bitch sometimes.
Dude, yes.
It's yes. so annoying. It's just like.
Yeah, how do both your guys get your pets? Because Mr. Chips was, I think, 3-4 months old oh, when we okay. got
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's how old Noodle is.
So he, yeah, well, that's the thing. So we, because they're, by that point, they're already fully toilet yeah. trained. They're like fully socialized and everything. And I think we were in New Zealand when, like, over Christmas, when. She was like, oh, you can come pick him up now. And we were like, oh, can you look after him for another couple of weeks? He got to like cook for a little bit longer.
They let him cook.
I think.
Let him cook.
Possibly for that. Like he is so chill around everyone yeah. because he had that extra time to
cook,
to socialize mm-hmm. and stuff, I think. Because yeah, it's so funny. Like I went around to Dolan's place and his cat is like, is so cute, but so skittish. Like oh. just the second they saw me, just fucking like fucking
what is that?
Under the couch and like fucking Solid Snake crawled from one end of the couch to the other and then sprinted around into the bed. But then like people come around to see Mr. Chip, like who's never seen before, and he just like goes up and looks at them and starts smelling the shoes and shit. And he's like,
what are you?
Dude, some cats are absolute yeah, who chillers. My parents just found one because we've stumbled onto cats my whole life.
They lose
yeah,
one.
They, we they just pop up in like our barn or so, but they ended yeah. up getting one, and it's survived by Spoiler. Far the longest. It's this big old tomcat. He got one yeah. of the big, you know, like baseball heads on him. He is
yeah, nice.
Anybody that comes by, he's vibing.
Yeah,
he'll walk right on yeah. up to you. Just, you know, big old motor on him. Goes crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Like, this guy.
I love a chiller cat. Yeah. I love a cat that is just vibing all the time. Yeah. I also like insane cats because they're funny.
yeah, you want somewhere in the middle, yeah. I think. Chill but in between. Insane for yeah. the names. So that makes sense. Dopex's cat, my cat were about the same. Obviously, cats, dogs, different. But how old was Chimichurri?
Well, so Chimi is Jared's dog. That's he adopted.
Wait, is that her full name?
Fuck!
Her full name is Chimichanga, which I don't know.
Oh, Chimichanga. I don't know who named her.
I like Chimichurri yeah. more. Tell him to change it.
So she's like 10 or something.
Yeah.
10 or 11. She's pretty old.
Sorry, I forget your dog's Bernardo.
Yeah, yeah. Our dog, Bernardo, Kenai, we got her as a puppy. She was like, Steven. I think a couple months old or something like that, I think.
Sure. Yeah.
You have to wait longer with dogs, but
yeah.
she's pretty good now.
Make sure they
For the
kill
most
anyone.
Part, she'll go outside, but we still have accidents once in a while, but that's just kind of how it goes with dogs.
Yeah, my fucking dog that we've had for almost 7 years now, my sweet, sweet boy, Milo, never had an accident in the house since we got him. We potty trained him, never had an accident. And then we moved into this house and my old office became his fucking poop room and I never knew. And it was like, it was straight up like mom found the fucking piss drawer. Cause I after I moved offices like into here, I walked in there for something. No, because like I had some like old stuff and I was like, all right, I got all my stuff out. I didn't go in there for a while. And then I found out he like pooped in there like four
the door
times.
Behind you. Just
yeah, I was like, yo, something kind of stinks. Turns out he fucking pooped in there four times. It was like,
oh, to have a house large enough that there's a room
yeah,
I don't
that you
go
forget about and lock
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
You're a lucky man, Stoneflakes. I could have been. Here's just the room. I don't like this room.
I don't know what's in there. It's been years since I've been in there.
Texas prices, I feel like everybody got a room in, out here.
Every motherfucker got to have at least one room they don't go into.
Yeah.
I just want misc rooms like that. I'm excited to see a house so I can get inspired to. I'm sure if I moved out to the suburbs here, I could get a decent size house, but then I'm living in the suburbs. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So suburb living, kind of epic.
Suburb living is epic, but all my friends are little fucking millennial center city yuppies. So like everyone's around town. And like my place is the perfect convergence of everyone. Yeah. So everyone just comes to my place all the time. So it's like if I move to the suburbs, all of a sudden now I have to be the asshole who has to drive into someone's place all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Or everybody tries to make plans to hang out at your house because you're the only one with a house, and you're like, man, I don't want to.
No,
I don't want to be the permanent
I'm fine
host.
With that. I already am the permanent host, and that's chill because it's like I like having people around.
You do be
like
hosting.
Making the place nice, but I just...
You do.
You're a little, yeah, you little got a lot of guys.
I'd be host. Yeah. I'd be the hostess with the mostest.
Which is great. I'm not built for that.
Yeah, me neither.
I like being alone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because even when Sabrina's parents pull up, you know, like obviously I love them. They're great. And like I can hang out with them at any time. But like I feel like, you know, motherfuckers... like us who get that social anxiety bone, it's like you hit a limit where you're like, I need to go into a room and shut down for a second.
No, I'm the opposite. I can spend like pretty much all day with my friends and just be chilling. But like, you know, when I go visit family or whatever, like it's not even really anything they're doing. I just like my space when I'm in that kind of environment. So it's like, I'll constantly just be like, I'm just going to go and have a lie down for a wee bit. I need to go and have a nap or something just to kind of,
recharge
a bit, have some time.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were doing when they were over, because like, you know, Sabrina's dad, he's definitely like the type of dad to be like after dinner, be like, all right, I'm gonna go take a nap, you know. So I was kind of using that as my own. I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna go take a nap too.
Yeah, just go sit. Even though you've never taken out a nap.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna go lie down and stare at the wall for a second.
Well, anyway, none of this was on the fucking. Yeah, let's start beef properly. Hey everyone, welcome to beef.
Hello.
That was the animal portion of the podcast.
Yeah, if you have animals, you can now kill them. You can exterminate them because you are no longer an animal owner.
You are legally allowed to kill animals.
And if the police come, say that I said it was okay.
sorry, officer.
Show the picture of the duplex Polaroid that you have in your back pocket. Show that to them.
This guy said I could fucking kill my deer.
Like if you shot, like if you were shooting a deer in like the body to make it suffer.
body.
Like could you, like I feel like there's enough leeway there that you could probably get away with like not getting animal cruelty.
Right.
I think, well, I mean, people miss shots all the time. Like
that's what I'm saying.
For those who don't know,
but if you do it on purpose.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think anybody could ever prove that you deliberately shot a deer in the gut.
In the
anus.
You know,
rather than... Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that's called a Texas heart shot.
Is it really?
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. It's called a Texas heart shot.
If you shoot a deer through the butthole.
Because it comes straight through, and their heart is up here by the chest.
Oh, so it goes all the way through?
It'll go all the way through and pop out the heart. So it's called a Texas heart shot.
Dude, what the fuck? First of all,
you kind
of
have to be an asshole to do that.
To shoot an asshole,
shoot an asshole.
Duplex, you are in Texas, first of all, so that's named for you.
I'm going to try
that. That probably works better, right? Because I guess like the hide's probably the toughest part.
Right.
So if you can get through like the softer skin, the bullet will probably travel faster.
Yeah, you get a lot from the fucking trapper.
Do more damage.
Red Dead 2.
Here's a little bit of hunting knowledge for everybody. I think a lot of people think you shoot something in the head. The head is a much harder target. So generally speaking... The shot you want to take that is the quickest, doesn't damage the meat that you want damaged as much, is, if you know, deer's all fours.
The kiss shot.
You want it broadside to you, and you shoot it right behind the shoulder blade, because that's where you're going to take out the lungs and probably the heart, which will make it just go down much, much quicker than anything else.
Yeah.
Because... Listen, man, anybody that's hunting and doesn't have respect for the animal you're killing and is just like, oh, whatever, man, I don't really care if it, like, sucks.
Whatever, man, I'm fucking
piece
hungry.
Piece of shit. Like, I never grew up with that mindset of, like, it's just an animal. I don't, you know, like, we can fuck it up. You want it to die as quickly as possible so that you don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Now, Andrew, I'd like to ask a second follow-up question. What if the only tool you have at your disposal is a hammer? What's the quickest way to kill a deer?
Can you still do the Texas heart shot with a hammer?
No, you definitely. I mean, unless
you just Minecraft into its ass,
and then it just combusts.
You pick up all of its stuff. I got my experience.
The fucking deer does that thing like animals do in Minecraft where they like tip while walking.
Yeah.
Man, Minecraft's a fun game. They should make another of those.
Yeah, Minecraft 2.
Minecraft 2.
And Return of
the
Craft.
Well, that's what that Hytale game looks like, which I'm eternally excited for, but it just keeps getting delayed.
Hytale? I don't think I've even heard of that.
Hytale High?
It's called Hytale, like H-Y. Hytale? What's that?
You know,
is that a furry thing?
Wait, I'm pretty sure we talked about this on Beef Boys. Hytale High was...
I feel like we
yeah,
have.
Yeah, it's a fucking furry hentai game from the 2000s on Newgrounds.
That's right. Yeah,
you go to the
that.
Bar and you're like, hey, this cheetah kind of sexy, though. And then you fucking riz her up.
That awoken so much. I feel like had Baldur's Gate reference. And the way that the tadpole is stopped tadpole. From turning you, I feel like I had that with watching like weird furry shit on Newgrounds, because it's like that definitely awoken something in a lot of people. And I'd watch it and I'd be like, yeah, no, this is...
I can't do it. Okay, question for the furries out there.
Shout out our furry... Furry
in, yeah, I, we do have a lot of motherfucking furries.
We
in
do,
Discord.
And shout out. Yeah, we love them.
Big shout out.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, that's
you
what
guys,
you're into.
There's been some. There's been some good furry art.
You got to have a big dick to fuck in a costume that like adds an extra like inch of padding.
You
got to
have a massive honker,
and you got to have good self body temperature regulation.
Well,
so shout out
I was
your
gonna
fucking.
Say, like, if you're, you know, if you're a furry and you're hitting, if you're fucking like a cheetah for some. What do you grab the tail as like your?
Actually, hold on. I feel like
you know you don't.
I feel like I should
don't
tap
have
in
hair.
Here.
Like yeah, what,
I feel like I should
like,
tap in here.
The resident expert.
Well, listen. No, I feel like I should tap in here because I know we're gonna get somebody saying, "Listen, furries ain't purely sexual," which they're right. But
no, that's,
you know, so
that's
I feel like we should,
you're right,
we should just
but,
throw that out there.
But when it is sexual,
but here's the thing.
When it is sexual,
here's the thing. It's a lot funnier to talk about.
That's
the
true.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
So that's
exactly.
What we're
doing.
That's a good
it's
point.
Just more fun. So more my fun. Question still
we,
stands. What
do
you grab? It? Is it common practice to grab the tail of your sexual partner
and swing it around? And
I would assume no, because I feel like those. I think the thing is, those suits are expensive, and I feel like a tail is probably quite easy to rip off in the
that
heat of the
true.
Moment.
That's true.
So,
well, I guess
I'm gonna shoot up.
So my question extends further. Like even in furry art, like what's the common practice? Because you know, like if someone's drawing some sexy art, you have like a hair pull or like is tail grabbing common practice? That's what I want to know. Really, is do
I feel
do
like
people be drawing art of someone just yeah.
I feel like I've seen a lot of furry porn come across my timeline through retweets. I'm not, I personally
sure, whatever,
do not
man.
Consume that, but
whatever,
I've never, I can't say I've ever seen tail pulling. So,
that sucks.
It's usually a lot of red rockets I've seen. They usually draw these guys pretty anatomically correct.
I guess like tail pulling isn't very enjoyable for any animal.
I guess that's true.
So I guess that probably translates into the art. How the fuck do we get on this topic?
I think it pretty seamlessly went from Doplex's cat into animals.
We can't set that as the A and B point. There's a lot of
that is the spark notes of this episode.
Now that I think about it, that's exactly what happened. Hytale is a real video game. Hytale.
Yeah.
It's made by
Justin.
It's made by people who like. Yeah, it's made by Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon. It's a new cartoon series. No, it's made by the people who used to make these like really popular mods for Minecraft, which sounds like whatever, but then they like formed a studio and they got like fucking $50 billion from Riot Games to make like pretty much the sequel to Minecraft.
Fuck
so it's
it,
not
we'll
just
do
some
it
like it's not just some silly little like mod thing. No, like it's like a full on fight. They got like a whole ass studio and shit. But like the trailer and stuff for it literally looks like Minecraft too. It just seems like they took Minecraft. They're like, what if we made this way better and it wasn't made in fucking JavaScript and we have
Minecraft
also, I think about Google. This. Minecraft is like, Minecraft's sick because you don't need to, like, it doesn't need updates. Like, you could have just left it how it was 10 years ago and it'd still bang because that game's just unlimited possibilities and mods shit. But like, it's fascinating that the updates that Microsoft has chosen to put out are all like kind of dumb.
Yeah, they're all like really bad, and everyone's like, why did you, nobody asked?
What if Minecraft was Christmas themed? That'd be cool, I think.
Well, that would actually be something.
That
I
is
think.
A thing.
Like, is it?
Just go to a snow region.
But like,
yeah, they used to do the skin packs where it's like,
holy shit,
Minecraft, but Fallout.
They did an Adventure Time.
Yeah, they did.
Actually, lately they've done a few of those like skin pack. They're like skin packs, but like they're like full on games. Like, didn't they do like a Batman one where you fully like it's like a full story mode in Gotham City?
That
and
sounds
shit?
Familiar. I think so.
Anyway, like so they do cool stuff like that, but then like the actual base game update for Minecraft, it'll be like one new update every year and a half, and the update will be like, yeah, we added one new animal and a new metal,
and fun
and six new blocks, and it's like that's the whole update. And you're like, why the fuck did we wait?
Yeah.
Modders are like modders are day in day out of creating like the craziest like boss battles and like cool and biomes and all this shit. And Microsoft's like
Minecraft. Block. Like anytime I ever see like, I mean, you don't really see it anymore because like people still play Minecraft, but it's usually just like the stupid fucking streamers. But like I feel like I played so much Minecraft and yet I never even dove into like the what is it, the fucking the little wire, like when you do electrical shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, redstone.
Yeah, redstone. Yeah, I never fucked with that. And then, like, when I saw it years later, I was like, that's what that shit does? Like, you can set up, like, switches and...
Yeah, the stuff that people... Because you can just program, like, stuff with it, like, I guess, real transistors and shit. Like, it's really just real electrical wiring at a certain point.
Pretty much.
That stuff actually makes my brain hurt.
Too much for my... I don't have the special power in me to do that.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've never played Minecraft like that, like... I've never been just a creative mode guy flying around building stuff. I always play survival mode. So I have done redstone stuff, but it's always just been basic shit. Like, oh, you pull this trigger and it opens like a few different doors up. Like if I want to have like a secret base in a cave layer. Or something, you know?
Yeah.
That was always the chill thing you do. You put like a switch on a wall, like a dirt wall, and then you put it like a piece of grass in front of it. So it like obscures it. And then you go up and you have to like right click through this piece of grass. And then they're like, the sticky bits go like and it like opens up a secret door.
Yeah,
I'd program stuff like that, but I'd have to look up tutorials.
That shit's so cool though.
There's another thing I did as well. We were planning, we never really went anywhere, but me and the boys were planning on like we each had different sections of this like custom made map that I downloaded, where it was like this island, but all the biomes were like really crazy and like made like by hand kind of shit, and we were each going to have different kingdoms and then we were all going to go to war with each other. And so I wanted to build some like crazy redstone traps. There's one that you can do where you shoot a shitload of arrows onto a slime block and then you have a pressure plate push the slime block up. And because the arrows are like physics objects, they get like shot up in the air. But then what you do is if you time it just right, you drop a piece of TNT onto the arrows as well, onto the slime block, and then it shoots them all up in the air and the TNT explodes midair and it rains the arrows all around it like in a full 360.
That's epic.
And it looks so fucking
cool. It's just like an AoE spell. Like, that's sick.
Yeah, but you first of all, it's just like this like explosion and then all of a sudden you just have like this rain of arrows. So my plan was like to litter the battlefield up to my castle with those and just have them like dressed to be like fountains or you know, some kind of weird like contraption. And so like people would be trying to assault and then all of a sudden there's just like boom and these fucking arrows flying everywhere just to demoralize.
That'd be sick.
I never panned out, but there is some shit like that you can do. I'm like,
I wonder how much of that was like intentional in Minecraft. You know what I mean? Like I almost feel like there's no fucking way that they thought that, like, if we put all this stuff, people will do this stuff. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, it's kind of just like what Minecraft is as a whole of you set up something that has enough possibilities to do whatever. And you're like, people, who knows what they could make with this? That's probably.
I saw a video of someone like.
Yeah, they might make something crazy.
Yeah, I saw a video of someone like spawning a bunch of salmon. Like in a fucking canyon, and apparently the salmon reacts to long drops like TNT. So if you spawn a bunch of salmon, they explode when they hit the ground, and they like destroy the like. I feel
awesome.
like
that's
I don't
so sick.
Yeah, like I don't think these things are like, on purpose.
That's
these
real.
Just
actually,
happen. Yeah,
we do that up here all the time.
I was gonna say, Andrew, someone in Alaska.
Yeah, we just chop salmon off the thing and blows up.
Creates a big
You're a
crater.
Salmon chucker. it is interesting thinking of like because Minecraft took off because it was that like creativity or that flexibility to just do fucking anything. I can't really think of any game before. There definitely must have been some games before that did that, but. Because now every game has that. Every game's trying to be Minecraft. Yeah. Even stuff like Starfield, they're like, oh, it's procedurally generated and you can go and find your own crazy wacky adventures, you know, like, but before Minecraft, I can't really think of what games are just like, here you go.
Yeah. Have yeah, fun. I can't really yeah. think of anything either. Good I mean, luck. I'm sure there is, and I'm sure somebody's going to say D&D, so in the comments.
But that doesn't really count.
That doesn't really count, because that's more like, I have a giant cock, and I use it to open this door.
You'll just have to believe me.
Yeah, trust me on this one, guys.
Roll for penis.
Because every game I think of is all stuff like that just ripped off Minecraft.
Yeah.
You know, like oh, Terraria there. Oh, wait, no, that's Minecraft. What about this game? Nope, that's also Minecraft.
Speaking of video games, though, yeah. Starfield? Any of y'all playing it?
So Doplex wasn't here. We had a brief Starfield discussion.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Just a little.
Oh, what did you guys talk about?
Just a little.
We're trying to keep it as little bit as possible so that we can really sure. have a vibe session once all of us are
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
But we can do it. We can do another little. Another little.
Well, because I feel like my opinion's changed since last week as well. Okay. Sort of.
Sure.
Yes and no. I mean, I guess if Doplex listens to the episode tomorrow, he'll finally get this. I already can't remember what I said last week, as is customary, because as soon as we finish recording, this just evaporates out of my brain.
All I've seen, I mean, I haven't gone that far in Starfield, right? I've been playing it
somewhat
sporadically. I made it to the fucking the city. I talked to Sarah.
Okay, so you haven't made it like far at all.
Okay, you really haven't I haven't done much.
Yeah. Why would I argue you've actually not even played
the game? Yeah, I haven't. I haven't even left the fucking starting area.
You're still in the Steam refund window of Starfield.
Yeah, I am. But honestly, even up until this point, I will say I'm liking it so far, but I can't say like, it's weird because like the small interactions with the game, you know, like with the mechanics and stuff I have played, I'm like, this is kind of fun. This feels like Fallout 4, but better mechanically, but I haven't sunk my teeth in far enough. But what I wanted to talk about was the fucking the bald guy yelling about the pronouns. I didn't even notice the pronouns. What is he talking about?
Yeah, that's the funniest thing. And the fact there's like mods now to like remove
to get rid of
it. Yeah, literally in the character creator, at the end of the character creator, when you type in your character's name, there is like an optional button at the bottom
to switch your pronouns.
Swap your pronouns.
Yeah. So if you made a male character and you wanted them to go by she, her, or they, them, you can switch. It's a blip at the bottom of your character creator.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about this succinctly probably a month ago now. We were talking about I think I affectionately refer to him as the Baldur's Gate. And if I didn't, then I just did then. But there was that guy we talked about on Twitter who was like, he was like making fun of the fact that like, oh, you can make these genderqueer monstrosities.
Yes,
his wording, not mine. And then people still just want to play a straight white male protagonist. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, that's how options work.
Yeah,
Hey, guess what? I also played a straight white male protagonist because you know what? I think I'm cool like that. But you know what else is cool? Letting people do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah. Who gives a shit? Like that's the funny thing is like having options just means that more people can play a game in a way that they want.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't. Unless they specifically cut out options for you to make those, which as far as I've seen has never been.
Also, Justin Wing posted a screenshot, like quote tweeting a video of that guy. It was like a screenshot from fucking Pokemon Blue that was just asking, are you a boy or a girl? Which is kind of the same thing if you think about it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's insane. People have been asking this shit for fucking ages.
Pronouns!
Final thing on top of all that is like the pronouns thing, it defaults to the ones you would assume. So if you have a masculine character, it gives you he, him, female.
Which is probably why Doplex didn't notice it because it just automatically.
That's the thing. No one fucking. It's not like it's forcing like they, them on you or she, her if you're playing a
Can you
a
imagine if it
character.
Did?
Like, it's not,
if it like.
Todd Howard is trying to trans my gender.
If it defaulted you to like dream pronouns, randomized. Whatever his thing.
It defaults you to the N-word self thing that person posted. You guys remember that?
I think so.
Yeah, so it was just straight up like, and it's hard R and everything, just like N-word self. These are my pronouns. Like, why did they? Why did you add this?
Yeah,
Todd, what was the point of this, man? This is amazing.
I did see somebody, which like you know, it kind of it really. Dude, I legitimately fucking hate people. Like, Even when I was working at Inside Gaming, the thing I would say the most is I fucking hate gamers.
Gay people. Like, said it all the time.
Yeah, I said all the time. It was my catchphrase. Fuck it, dude. Gamers are legitimately the worst people on this side
worst
of the planet.
Worst group of people on the planet.
Worst group.
Oh, like, yeah. These are the worst group of people I identify with.
Yeah. It sucks because, yeah, it's like, very conflicting. You know, like, we're gamers, blah, 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 blah. But like a lot of gamers fucking suck. I saw somebody posted a screenshot of a Starfield NPC with vitiligo and was like, yo, why is this bitch so fucking ugly? Like, why did they, somebody deliberately went in and gave this chick vitiligo, and why did they make her so ugly? Somebody took their time making this character and they made her so ugly. It's like, dude, it's just an NPC with a fucking little skin map on her. What are you saying?
It's literally a different and unique NPC. Would you rather them be copy-paste of like the same?
Yeah.
It's a unique NPC. What are you complaining about?
Can I just say, ever since I was a child, okay? Ever since I was a baby.
A little Mexican baby being wrapped up in your burrito every night.
Yeah, in my little tortilla. Dude,
I like to imagine your mom just has Mexican bits and just
out the pussy and they just put them in a big tortilla.
They cover me in lettuce and sour
instead
cream.
Of wrapping it in a towel.
Yeah, it just gets wrapped in a tortilla. Yeah. it's like that room with all the babies is a sea of white babies and nice the doplex and a tortilla. Yeah.
And they're all wrapped in foil. Yeah.
Okay, I can't tell you how happy this sort of thing makes me, okay? Because ever since I was a kid, playing games with copy-pasted NPCs, I'm talking fucking GoldenEye and literally everything. I can't even, I'm not going to name one. I'm going to say everything. Yeah, would ever get with like any kind of game that has a plethora of NPCs, you know, fucking motherfuckers just walking around the your stupid game space.
Yeah.
That all they do is they just change the color of their shirt and they're just walking around. But it's still the same face. Everything's still the same. And I always dreamed of a day where gaming would get to a point where we can have like individual NPCs where it actually feels like a world where people are walking around, like different people. And like seeing that, I'm like, dude, that is fucking awesome. Like we are literally there. We're like, it's, how can you get mad at that? That is, it's like a, it's its own thing. You guys get what I'm trying to say?
If everyone,
sorry,
no,
I'm getting
I know exactly
if
what you're wanna, trying to say.
No, yeah. I agree. Gamers are- if you ever want to see just the, if you ever want to see just the worst people in existence, go watch any live stream for any gaming event ever.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
GTA 6, skip.
Yeah, just like all the just people being all like a woman will get on stage and everyone will just immediately become like just the worst people you've ever seen, like just fucking, you know, it really is like I turn off chats on those things.
I don't even like it's just anytime I tune in that's the first thing I do is turn off chat. It's so annoying
because sometimes I turn the chat on just to see like, oh, what do people think about this game, and immediately I regret it like every time.
It's always the worst.
It's always bad.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, dude. And like, I don't know. I feel like I've talked about this on Beef Boys before, but like what really cemented that was like I did a review of The Last of Us Part 2. I love that game. I genuinely love that game. But it was a hot button issue with a lot of people because it was
a contentious.
Yeah, it was woke. The fucking Abby's trans, and then the game comes out. She's
Abby
not trans. She's a
too
muscular
much
woman.
Muscle.
She got too much muscle. And just because
I liked the donkey review of Starfield, where he showed the stupid pink pronoun dipshit and was like, he should play The Last of Us 2. There's no
pronoun option.
Yeah. So James and I were talking about this the other night because like the fucking console wars thing is still going strong and it's like worse than ever.
Dude, it's so bad.
Dude, it's like it's next level bad because now you have people who create, it's like, you know, I've said this before, but stan culture ruins everything. Like anything that you stan, it could be anything. I feel like anything
Eminem.
You dedicate yourself, yeah, if you dedicate yourself, your online presence to like a singular thing, you kind of suck. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, if you're a big fan of something, that's fucking cool, but when you sag into that like toxic part of it, you can be obsessed with something, you can have something that just brings you intense joy and you fucking make you like just buy all the merch and fucking do it, that's cool. Like fuck it, I get
oh yeah
it.
That's cool,
but when you start turning to the dark side of that sort of shit, you know,
which seems to happen
example, I don't think anyone would, I don't think anyone would give a shit about K-pop or K-pop fans if half of them weren't like these prepubescent fucking like
gremlins.
Savages who
yeah.
brother
who just
I don't even notice the K-pop stans anymore. I haven't seen a K-pop stan in a long time.
They've definitely kind of they are still there.
Yo,
if you
K-pop
go to
sure. Stans fell off.
I love K-pop. I think K-pop fucking rocks, but I just there's a lot of fandoms that have drawn a lot of negativity to a genre and specific groups in particular who are known for being loving and caring and kind, and they're like, okay, what if we use their message of love to tell people that they should kill themselves? If we disagree with them?
Exactly. But that's exactly what leads to my point, because we're talking about how like back in the day it was always like, you play on Xbox? Hey, check out my fucking PC Master Race. I can use mouse and keyboard. But now it's like, oh, you buy PlayStation? Your mother doesn't. You should just kill yourself. I bleed green. I bleed green. Kill yourself. Like it's insane.
It's a congenital condition.
I have a disease. I bleed green for Todd Howard and Phil Spencer.
It's
dude. Pus. You know what it feels like? It's gangrene. I am going to die.
This is drained every day.
That is canonically what the Xbox logo is. It's a really weird limb. Infected scar.
Actually, isn't the Xbox? I saw this the other day on Twitter. I don't know if it's real or not. Apparently, it's like meant to be a sourdough loaf with like you cut it like this.
That's
and
not
it,
real.
It bulges up. Was it?
Is that real?
Well, no, could not. Well,
it's not
no,
real.
I'm, I swear to
God. I'm going
to look
this
up. And whether,
hold on.
I don't, whether the tweet's real or not, but apparently that one of the co-creators who worked on Xbox was also
a
like
baker.
Just an avid baker.
Let's see.
Big
is bread Xbox guy. Logo based? Oh, it literally comes up. Is the Xbox logo sourdough?
You know those like Silicon Valley guys who get real into fucking like new age yoga and shit? Like I guess his outlet for that was baking bread.
Right. Let's see. Yeah, he's a fucking baker. So that is actually, that is real. That is,
I've been vindicated.
That is wild.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I will say Xbox Nation little, filled with fucking bread boys.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, shout out on the day of our Lord 9/11.
It is
9/11. Happy 9/11 to all those who celebrate.
Yeah, we're recording this on 9/11.
Yeah, wow. 9/12 for
oh,
me,
yeah.
Getting semantics.
It's still the blessed day over here. Yeah, it's still sunshiny 9/11 over here in the U.S.
Your towers have already fallen. Ours are still up.
You know what's funny? I actually did feel that we have a World Trade Center in Melbourne, but it's like two stories tall. And I was just laughing, imagining someone hitting that.
It's the classic Family Guy. We missed
the twin stories.
I was still laughing at the joke that on the Dolan episode where they just like a Wile E. Coyote meme and they paint the twin towers like clouds. That was good.
Yeah. I do love the idea of 9/11 being a big Looney Tunes sketch.
Yeah. It is funny how quickly that like just going on Twitter, it's nothing but 9/11 jokes.
Yeah.
Like it's there everywhere. Was a wee while maybe 3 or 4 years ago where it was like Edgelord accounts would do some 9/11 stuff, but for the most part it was kind of like people either just, you know, talked about it or like whatever, did their condolences. But now it's like, maybe it's just the people I follow now. I don't know. But it's like 98% shitposting about 9/11
I've
now.
Seen people getting like, upset about 9/11 jokes. I was like, how are we
I
having
know people
9/11
who died in that
joke?
Shit.
Yeah, I know people who died in
I
that
knew
shit.
Two towers who died.
Like, how are we having 9/11 joke discourse in 2023?
Yeah.
Get
yeah,
it's
true.
You know what I think it is, and this is a realization I had just to really make us feel old, me and Dopex. You know, there was someone saying like, there's Zoomers who weren't alive for 9/11 when it happened, or if they were like a like shitting in their diapers literally still.
Yeah.
And so their only real exposure to it is like
the
probably
jokes.
Early on, like weird propaganda stuff, and these days jokes on that Twitter. So there's people who weren't alive, like weren't really old enough to comprehend it, or just weren't aware of the pre 9/11 world. Which, to be fair, neither was me or Dopex really. Yeah. Like,
AKA
I'm in New Zealand.
Keemstar's dating pool.
That's right, throw it back. Yeah. But yeah, so like, and so you know, like, how many Zoomers? You could be born on September 11th, 2001, which, by the way, would have been a hilarious birth.
Yeah.
And you could be 22 today.
Yeah,
or 23.
That's wild to think about.
Yeah, 22 as of today, I guess. So it's like
you could have been born.
Those
on
Those guys
plane.
Don't fucking know. Yeah. They just know this is funny, and they're gonna make jokes.
I saw,
so
dude.
Like,
I legitimately saw a screenshot of that today. Someone tweeted like alternate timeline where Bush finds out about 9/11 on Hot Ones, And they just edited that photo of him behind the highway with like hot sauce in his mouth.
Background.
And someone had quote tweeted it, being like, "This was him finding out about 9/11."
Oh yeah.
There's a whole generation of people who only think of that as a meme, as, and not the fact that it's George Bush finding out that a plane rode into our cloud colored towers.
Bro, there's the fucking there's that famous tweet of like it's like some Tommy in it. It's like one of his stands who's like, trigger warning, today is the day that a plane hit these towers. It's similar to when Tommy destroyed the fucking Tommy blew up his
Dream Space and Dream SMP.
Dream SMP's to a big tower. You know that? It's like 9/11.
He blew up his wheat harvesting mechanics.
It's very similar. So stay off line.
I've never I've never tried to genuinely get into the Dream SMP, obviously, but I have like tried to like comprehend it in the same way that I like watched an episode of My Little Pony.
Like the fucking robot chicken intro. With the, like,
you're a braver man than I. I mean, this is a meme, obviously, but like, I don't think I'd ever watch My Little Pony. I'd be scared. Like, what if it unlocks something?
I watched it during the height of the Brony, because the Brony stuff to me was so funny. And like, all of them talk about how like, if you watch the first episode and it ends on a cliffhanger and so engaged that you have to watch the second one. So I watched, so I was like, all right, fuck
Let's see
know
what
thy
this
enemy.
About.
I'm going to watch both of these episodes. It's a show for babies. Yeah.
What's the cliffhanger? Just for
what is
spoiler alert for My Little Pony out there.
I think I watched it in like 2014.
On,
so
gonna,
I can't,
keep
I
don't talking. Know, I'm going
to
Google it.
If you're into it, whatever, good on you. I don't give a shit. But like, I went into it being like, Adventure Time is my favorite show ever. So, and that is, you know, technically a kid's cartoon, but with like adult, you know, shit through it as well. So I was like, I was open to the idea of like, hey, if it's like Adventure Time,
I like colors.
Fuck it, maybe. Yeah, maybe it is good. I watched it. It's a show for little girls.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't even like the kind of like, ooh, I'm intrigued in the
or like any
this,
like saucy
humor,
jokes.
Surprisingly,
for the adults.
No, it was a show for babies.
Yeah.
Maybe it gets better later. I don't know. But anyway, that being said, so then I was like, I'm going to try and apply that to the Dream SMP. I started trying to look up like, what the fuck is this fucking thing?
This is a show for babies.
Because that was like all over. It's because people have like whole like timeline videos and like fucking capturing the alliances and everything.
Remember Dream's
and like,
horse
I guess I can,
in Minecraft?
No, it is stuff like that. And I guess I can enjoy that from like the idea of like when me and my friends have done similar things, like where we play Minecraft, we have like bases and people like cut allegiances and fucking there's like trade routes and stuff like that. Shit's Inshallah. Really fun. So I guess if it's like that, but also I tried to watch videos on it and that was probably the most I've ever felt like a boomer like, just watching these being like, I don't know what's happening.
It's like
here.
Game of Thrones written by.
What's the appeal?
It's like Game of Thrones improvised by the least interesting people you know.
By babies.
By babies.
Game of Thrones. But hey, you know, if you're into that, fuck it, whatever. It's just. I attempted to not get into it earnestly, but I was like, I just want to understand this. And I still don't really. And I guess now Dream's fallen off, so rip, I guess.
Alexa, break down the Dream timeline for me.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that Dream.
Tear down Dream's house. I think my favorite 9/11 tweet I saw today was like, 9/11 of Bush never got elected, and it was just New York City, but this is like 12 World Trade Centers.
George like Bush just keep multiplying. Just like, I really like these towers. I'd like to build more of them.
Didn't Joe Biden like think he was there or something? I saw like a tweet saying he was there, but he wasn't actually there.
I was on the plane, Jack. I was in the pilot seat.
I flew it and I landed.
I was actually one of the planes that managed to land. I said, hang on now, fat. And God damn, I hurt their feelings, so they let me take over the plane.
We wrestled them over a field over Philadelphia.
There was going to be a third plane to hit the third tower, but I landed it, brought everyone to safety.
Sir Joe Biden has to hit the third tower.
What? What?
I parked at the White House for a long member. I made it time just for dinner.
Did you guys see that clip of some media asking old Joey if he had seen the Trump mugshot?
Oh, yeah.
I saw someone Yeah, I saw someone quote tweet it like, Joe is, you know, he's barely there anymore, yeah. But like, you cannot. He's got old person savagery. Like, yeah. You can't just put something right over the plate for him.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, he has a banger line.
No, that handsome guy, I was like, yeah. Okay, Joe. Like, that,
yeah, handsome that guy. Good. We're pulling for him.
If he had that energy the whole time, yeah. I think people would fuck with him. Yeah,
I'd fuck exactly. with him way more if he was just hitting zingers left and right.
Yeah, that's how you develop the cult of personality. You got to be funny. You got to be zingy. Yeah. That's how it works.
He's also really well dressed. I don't know if anyone's noticed that, but like, I don't know if he just has a good stylist, but he genuinely is quite well dressed.
He's wearing like snapbacks and fucking chrome hearts.
He's wearing Supreme.
They call me the Wizard of Oz.
Super.
Come on.
You see that picture where he's like edited over the guy outside the fucking convenience store wearing like the Newport track pants.
Yeah,
like
I do. That is one of my favorite. Yeah, he's got so cornrows.
Yeah, fuck that, Sony.
I bought these lottery scratchers.
Do you remember that guy who asked us for money the second we landed in LA? We were like, went to that gas station duplex and there's a guy up front.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was all fucked up. Do we ever tell that story?
I don't think so. I barely remember it, honestly. Yeah, I do remember that happening.
Where we went, we stopped into like a convenience store to like just get some like water or something and gas, I guess. And there was just this guy out the front who was like classic, you know, guy telling you his sob story. But he was like bloody.
That's right. he was bloody.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Not like coated, but like he definitely was like.
He looked like he
looked a bit messed up.
Yeah, he looked like in GTA 5 when you hit like when you're in your car and you hit something so fast, you fly out the window. And you get like the battle damage.
But like he was telling us the story and he didn't sound like fucked. Like he didn't sound like he was high or like, you know, really cracked out or whatever. He was just like, hey man, I've just had like a really bad day. Like me and my, like. It was like his friend in him and had like a huge fight. I don't know. It was some really fucked story. And I was like, he was like, can you just get me? Like, I need some money to catch the bus or go to the hospital or something. I don't fucking know. But I was like, oh, sorry. I literally had no cash on me. Yeah. I don't think.
I never had cash on me.
No, we did give him money.
I hate not having it on me because I hate telling people because it's always outside of a gas station. The two places I get this is the gas station and the dispensary I go to.
Oh,
and it's always so brutal to walk out of either one of them with like a couple items or weed or something. Yeah. And someone's like, hey man, do you got any money? And you have to just be like,
no. No. I spent it all on this pizza. I mean, I do remember, I don't know if I ever told this on Beef Boys, but there was one time I used to work. Actually, when I worked at the sex store, across the street was a 7-Eleven where I'd always get lunch from. That's where I'd eat most of my 7-Eleven meals. But I remember there was a homeless guy who asked me for money, and I was like, oh, I don't have cash because I just had a card. And I went in and I bought him a whole-ass pizza, and I brought it out to him, and he told me he didn't like pepperoni. I think I don't know if I ever told him.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that.
And ever
story.
Since then, you became staunchly anti.
Yeah, every time I see one, I hit them with a bat. It's just like, it's a tick now.
And you're allowed to.
In Mexico, like the fucking... It's pretty common practice for like the rich husband to send his wife and child out into the streets to pretend to be homeless. That's like a pretty common thing.
Oh really?
Yeah, to like to just get extra money. And like it's
hell yeah.
Well, you're not doing anything at home.
go look
get out
poor.
There and be useful.
Look fucked up.
Oh yeah, wait, we never actually talked about Starfield. Here's my Starfield update for 2 seconds. I like it a lot more. I've been playing more like a first person shooter than an RPG, and that's made it a lot funner. I think as an RPG it's kind of average, but as a shooter it's really, really, really fun.
Yeah. I think it's fun to just go around planets or like to the big, because if you go to the big cities, that's where a lot of the content is as far as like the RPG content. Mm. The planet stuff is more like, you know, building a base or shootouts and shit like that. But the shooting, I'm not going to lie, if you're on one of the planets with low gravity, the shooting is really quite fun. Just because you can jump and jetpack and like take somebody out and then switch to a shotgun and blow somebody away.
Well, that's
pretty sick.
Yeah. And like, that's the thing, right? Because like Starfield, I feel like I've seen some people say, like, oh, it's there's nothing really improved upon in the Bethesda formula, which I heavily, heavily disagree with, because like Fallout 4 came out so long ago now, and like I remember playing that and I was like, oh, they actually like did something to the fucking combat mechanics. Like it doesn't feel tacked on. Like it even something as small as like the third person, like before when you switch to third person, your guy still moves like he's in first person. You know, he's like, he's strafing all weird. Like he looks like a placeholder character with the way he walks. But now like the walking and the running animations are super smooth. The combat feels so fucking good. Like the shooting, like there's so many improvements made to the Bethesda formula that like, I think it's pretty sassy.
I feel like the third person in Starfield almost feels a bit more, I feel like it's almost too, like they probably should dial back the animations a little bit because it feels really slow to
me. Dude, the third person, like especially if you're in a city and you just go to third person, your guy will just be like, and then if you even attempt to run, he's like,
yeah, that is true.
He runs really goofily. Yeah, and also just like the animation to like take off, like to start, it makes it feel kind of sticky and sluggish.
He runs like Linkara.
It is cool. Just he does, and all your companions do too. Actually, here's a pro tip for all my Starfield Stardew Valley enjoyers out there. Here's a pronoun for you. I found that you can take any NPC's like base model, like their face, you know, hair, skin, and everything. And you can just apply it to any other NPC. So if you don't like any of the companions, for example, I didn't like the chick you get, Sarah. I didn't like how she looked.
Really? Dude, I was like blown away by how she looked. I was like, this chick, she kind of bad.
Yeah, I was fucking with the blonde lady.
Hey, as a certified white woman enjoyer, I thought I would too, but I don't, okay?
This woman is too white. There, all
right? I'm gonna be real fucking honest with you. So instead I made her an attractive Korean woman.
Oh. The
other thing, because
you could just change.
I just told
you. I know,
you.
But like the setup was, bro.
Right. No, I understand that. But I mean, like, elaborate on that. What do you mean exactly?
You find an NPC that you like, and you click, you push. Okay, this does mean that it doesn't give you achievements anymore, but there's a way around that if you really give a shit. Uh-huh. I don't care about achievements. You push the tilde to bring up the console window. Okay. You click on the NPC that you want it to look like. Uh-huh. You might have to scroll because sometimes it selects an object behind them, but it'll say like NPC, blah, blah, blah. You type this, push enter, and then it'll give you their like ID in the chat. Uh-huh. So it'll be like NPC, whatever. And then the ID will be like FC68, whatever the fuck. You type in this thing and it literally replaces that character's model with the other character's model, but just their like face and hair and stuff like that. They'll still be wearing the same clothes they're normally wearing.
Oh.
And they just stay like that for the rest
of
the game.
So if you find, say, like a fat white guy, can you make Sarah a fat white guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that bald fat idiot will be really screaming about pronouns. But yeah, no, I think it's a Bethesda game, so all the like facial animation and like lip syncing is all like just procedural.
That is
so like you can just put any model on any character. Yeah. Because there's a really like attractive black woman in this bar in the start of the game, and I was like, I wish you could romance her. And now you just can. You just go to her and be like, you, her. And now you just write in a headcanon that they're sisters or twins or some shit, because there's two of them. Or swap them. Fuck it. Who cares?
You could swap them.
You could swap. That's actually
That's sick. Yeah, I like that.
Cyberpunk.
So if you're not fucking with, but so there's the thing. I found the search check. I was like, she ain't doing it for me. But then you find Andrasia, and she was doing it for me, so I might just keep her as is.
Nothing's moving down.
I don't even know who Andrasia is.
You know, okay. Well, it's another character who is better.
I see.
Although she's kind of mean, and I don't like that she's mean.
I kinda...
If you pick the nice option, she gets mad at you.
She goes,
what the fuck?
Come on. Yeah, she does. How did you know? But I put a picture of my character in the Starfield chat that we've got going, in case you're curious.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Can you do that on console?
No, you can't, you fucking idiot. That's why you shouldn't play on console.
Man, I hate my Xbox.
There might be a way. I
don't bleed green no more.
I bleed PC.
I'm the PC master face. I'm the PC master hand.
Do you think the master hand from Smash Bros ever fucking fingered anyone?
Me in the fourth grade.
Incredible! Nobody can catch you. You're the real Rage Racer. Space Beast Boys!